A Good Beginning by Whimsical Meerkat, read by Whimsical Meerkat. The rating is explicit, no archive warnings apply. The fandom is Teen Wolf. The relationships are Derek Hale / Peter Hale / Styles Stilinski. Derek Hale / Peter Hale. Derek Hale / Styles Stilinski. And Peter Hale / Styles Stilinski. Additional tags: alternate universe, no Halefire, incest, uncle nephew incest, polyamory, threesome, male, male, male. Author's notes: for Green, written for Battleship 2025 team pair. Styles slips out onto a large balcony. Really, it's more of a section of roof slightly lower than the one where the rest of Hale Enterprises is partying, and breathes a massive sigh of relief. He remembers a time when all he wanted was to be invited to the parties the popular kids threw. Then, he was, and he realized very quickly parties just aren't his thing. Too many people, too many chances to spill food or drink on his nice clothes, or worse, someone else's nice clothes, and he never seems to pick the right things to talk about. Styles wanders across the roof, drawn to the view of the San Francisco Bay. He works just two floors below this, but the windows nearest his cubicle all look out over the city itself, oriented inland. He's sometimes on this side of the building, but usually not at night. He doesn't usually get to see the sweeping expanses of the bridges from this angle. Shadows fall across the balcony, and he realizes what he took for an irregular sweep of flooring is actually water. As he draws closer, he can hear it lapping faintly. He looks down and sees that the shadows are moving. Squinting, he sees a flash of orange gold in one of the lit-up sections. It's a koi pond. Not at all what he expected to see when he slipped through Derek Hale's office to get here. Styles knows he shouldn't be here. No one at Hale Enterprises, at least no one Styles has contact with, knows what went wrong between Peter and Derek Hale, but the two of them have been locked in a rivalry for years. Styles is here tonight as Peter's date. He shouldn't be on Derek's balcony looking at Derek's fancy goldfish. Still, when Styles found himself overwhelmed by the party and all the poison people were spitting his way disguised as greetings, this is the first place he came. Not Peter's office, Derek's. Fortunately, both Hales are busy being scions of the family business at their annual New Year's Eve party. There's no one to wonder where Styles went. Sure, he should probably make his way back before midnight for kisses and all that. At least, he assumes Peter will kiss him tonight. He's been far more hands-off than Styles was expecting. Styles watches as the fish suddenly stir and start moving to the side of the pond closest to the edge of the roof. "What's up, guys?" he says out loud as the water is near him clear. "What are you doing here?" The voice startles Styles, and he flails as bad as he ever had in high school. He starts to fall toward the damn fish pond, of course. Hands around his waist catch him before he gets too far, though. He has a second to be relieved before those hands pull him backwards and his back lands against a firm chest. He recognized the soft voice, higher than you would expect from looking at the man. Styles is currently resting against the chest of Derek Hale. "Thanks," Styles says. He expects Derek to step back and pull him away from the edge of the pond, but instead Derek pulls Styles closer to his body. "What are you doing here, Styles?" Derek asks him. "You know who I am?" Styles says, regrettably a little squeakily. There's a snort from behind them, and Styles strains to see who it is. "When will you begin to believe me when I tell you you're memorable?" Peter's voice says. Styles cranes his neck to see as Peter circles around. He has the overwhelming urge to reassure him that this isn't what it looks like, but the hungry look on Peter's face stops him. He considers that maybe things are more like they look than he would have expected. "Of course I know who you are, Styles," Derek says in his ear, slowly sliding his hands further around Styles' torso until one is on his belly and the other rests over his heart. Derek flicks his tongue out and licks Styles' ear before taking the lobe between his teeth and biting down. Styles can't fully stifle the groan he makes. His eyes slide closed, then fly open, fixing on Peter. "Don't worry, darling," Peter says. "Make as much noise as you like. No one will even notice, and we love to hear it." Styles reflects that the words should sound threatening, but instead they just turn him on even more. Of course, the way Derek slides his hand down to grip Styles' cock has a lot to do with that as well. "What?" Styles starts to ask, but he doesn't know how to finish the question. The way Derek is rubbing his hand up and down the line of his cock doesn't help him find words. Styles stares at Peter, knowing his eyes are probably huge. This isn't what he was expecting at all when he came out onto this shadowed balcony. "Derek and I like to share," Peter says calmly. "Only with each other," Derek clarifies. "You're ours," he adds, with a nip to Styles' neck that is hard enough Styles is certain it's going to leave a mark. It makes him moan and squirm in Derek's arms. Derek groans and presses harder against him. Styles can feel that he's hard too, and he has a big cock. Not that Styles is surprised by that. He's seen Derek in skin-tight jeans too many times to be surprised he has a sizable cock. He squirms back against him. "You're going to come for us, just like this," Derek croons in his ear, still stroking him through his pants. "The party," Styles starts to protest. "Fuck the party," both hail men answer in unison. Well, Styles supposes it's their party and they can ditch if they want to. It wasn't more than a token protest anyway. After all, they found him out here because he'd left the party in the first place. He gives in to the increasingly clamorous demands of his body to pay attention to what Derek is doing. Styles arches, pressing his cock more firmly into Derek's hand. Derek strokes him faster, holding him close with his other arm. He bites down on Styles' neck behind his ear and starts sucking up what's going to be a very dramatic mark. Styles won't have a chance of hiding it. He considers protesting, but it seems likely to be pointless, and it's not like he actually minds. He hears rustling and looks at Peter. He has his hand on his pants and he's clearly jerking off. The heat in his eyes makes Styles squirm even more, and Derek lets out a growling noise. It's mind-melting and unreasonably hot and makes Styles come in his pants immediately. He sags against Derek, who is kissing his neck gently. He hears Peter groan. Styles looks over in time to see him come, also in his pants, though at least he got skin contact on his dick. Not that Styles is complaining about his own orgasm, not a chance. Derek presses his cock against Styles' ass, insistent in a way that reminds Styles he hasn't come yet. Styles starts to turn, half expecting Derek to stop him. This time, Derek lets him move. Styles reaches for his pants, unfastening and moving them out of the way just enough to pull his cock out of the slit in his underwear. Derek is uncut. Styles wants to explore that more, but knows this isn't the time. He contents himself with the feeling of the soft skin slipping over the hardness of Derek's cock and the head where he's dripping pre-cum. Derek groans when Styles tightens his grip, so he must be doing something right. He continues to stroke Derek while Derek continues to maul a new spot on his neck. Styles hears a cheer grow up, and Derek catches him in a kiss. It must be midnight. Derek groans and Styles feels the warm wetness of cum squirting over his fingers. He kisses Derek back, stroking him through his orgasm. Derek staggers slightly and Styles is afraid for the second time that night that he's going to end up in the koi pond. Peter is somehow there to catch them though. Styles starts to exclaim, but Peter's lips are on his and he gets distracted. When Peter draws back, Styles stares at him, then looks at Derek. "Happy New Year, darlings," Peter says, drawing Styles' attention again. What is this?" Styles asks. "Seizing an opportunity," Peter answers. "I suppose we've gone rather out of order with it. Derek and I had planned to tell you about our relationship before he approached you. As you can imagine, we have to keep it quiet. Styles nods. He can only imagine what sort of trouble it would cause if word got out that two of the Hales were fucking, let alone what sounds like more than that. He still doesn't know where that leaves him. So this is, what is this? Styles asks, still looking at Peter. What do you want it to be? Derek asks, drawing Styles' attention. I think I need to know more about my options, Styles says. Peter chuckles, like Styles has said something clever. Be with us is all he says, though. Be with me and be with Derek, and when the world isn't watching, be with us both. That simple? Styles asks, skeptical. Both Derek and Peter laugh. I'm sure you can find ways to complicate things along the way, Derek says, a fondness in his voice that Styles isn't expecting. Okay, Styles says. He wasn't expecting his life to take this turn, but he's going to grab on with both hands and not let go. The end. Author's notes. Come see me on Tumblr as Whimsical Meerkat.